Anybody else have any praise and worship, anything else? Nobody else? If not, we're going to ask you all to stand. We're going to turn the service over to Bishop Jones. Amen. Greet him with a hearty amen. Amen. Hearty amen.
Amen. Everybody amen. Give God a praise with a hand clap. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see. I'm not talking about clapping for me. Amen. That's okay for me. But amen. But God. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. 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 I said you have to be enthusiastic about God. Amen. God is so good. And amen. In spite of all the cold weather that we've had, amen, God allowed us to make it through that. And you know, the weather is just like life. Amen. It's not always the same. It's some ups and downs. And then all these cold days, and I think Thursday and Friday is going to be in the 60s. So, you know, so that it changes. No matter how cold the weather is, you wait long enough, it's going to get warmer. No matter how warm it is, you wait long enough, it's going to get cold. It's the same thing in our life. No matter what you're going through, time and circumstance changes things. Amen. The song said, I'm so glad that troubles don't last, what, always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. So you understand then that no matter what you're going through, how you feel, it's not always going to be that way. And I thank God that life offers us some good days. What the songs, I had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some hills to climb. But all my good days, what? Gonna outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we tend to complain when things are not going so great. But my scripture, my Bible tells me that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Amen. I don't have anything to complain about. I can say God is good, and amen, he's better than good. Bless me to drive here by myself today, and certainly gave us a safe journey. Amen. Mrs. Jones couldn't make it today because she really hasn't been out of the house since New Year's Day. Because it looks like other person talked about his mother going through that, whatever that stuff is going around. But she's, thank God she's on the other end of it now. Amen. Her cold day is about over with. Just like the weather. And man, she's for the better right now. So thought it best for not to try to come out today. Haven't been out for the whole week. And plus, I always tell folks, if you got something, don't pass it on to anybody else. Yeah. So, but we're glad to be here, and so it's just a blessing. Amen. I go out and hey, thank God you got nice gloves and coats and stuff you can cover up with, you know. Sometimes I see people out in scantily dressed outfits, and maybe that's all they have, but you. Play with this kind of weather, but I thank God that he takes care of us no matter what the circumstances are. I remember being in the military, and I was stationed at Bunker Hill Air Force Base in, I think, Peru, Indiana, and the barracks were cold. It was cold and a lot of snow on the ground, and they warned us, you know, don't breathe the air because it can frostbite your lungs, and it was that cold. And the barracks were cold, and they said, we can't allow you to have electric heaters because it's a fire hazard. So, but I went in my shower one day, and there were icicles hanging out of the ceiling. So, you know, it was cold. Amen. But I survived that. Praise God. You turn the shower on. At least you get that warm water to sort of warm the bathroom up. But God took us through all of that, so we're glad for him. I'm not going to complain. Actually, when it gets cold and or hot, instead of complaining, I thank God that I can feel it. You know, some people can't even feel hot or cold, but I thank God I'm able to feel it, and I know that he knows what's us all that's going on, and he's going to make he makes a difference down the road. Everything is in his hand. As a matter of fact, God made everything, and everything God made, he said it was good. Amen. But you know how we are. We like to complain about how cold and how warm and all this kind of stuff, but I think that the song says, satisfied with Jesus. Whatever he does, I'm going to say thank you anyhow. And no matter what you're going through, another song, praise God anyhow, never, never let your what troubles get you down. When troubles come your way, lift your hands up high and say, praise God or thank God anyhow. We need to sometimes give God an anyhow praise, because he knows what you're going through. We're blessed today to be here, and I've got to go to another service when I leave here, because this is the first Sunday that Bishop McCraney is taking the reins of Pastor Leonard's church there, Word of Faith in Frankfurt, and I'm going to stop there on my way through, and hopefully I get to be a part of the end of the service or the reception, whatever they got. But I decided I couldn't miss my own service the first Sunday of 2018, but I got to go through Frankfurt anyway. I might as well stop in and check on them. But we thank God today. But I'm getting ready for the word, aren't you? Hallelujah. Amen. You know how blessed you are. Here you are the first day, the first Sunday of the year. And then you're here. Amen. Everybody's doing pretty good, and amen, your children are fine, your grandchildren are doing all right, and you know, we're blessed, and I thank God as I listen to our young people read, Deacon Stephen said, that's a tremendous blessing, because there were some people who graduated from high school who can't read. In college, I looked at an athlete. He was in college and couldn't read. How in the world did he get that? Because he could play basketball or football. They just passed him on. But our kids can stand up and read. In that play they had Christmas, and they were able to get in front of you and be able to do the puppet and read at the same thing. So they're multi-talented. You have to be talented to do that. So that means that the school system and all the home people are doing a good job in training our young people. And the church is doing a good job in training our young people. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. And a part of that training comes from our speaker. Amen. That does a wonderful job with our people. And such as she's here today to bring forth the word of the Lord. And she is a, amen, great woman of God, and certainly God is using her in a mighty way, and she has a great future, amen, in the work of the ministry. And I thank God for her ministry and for her ability to help wherever she can. She has a willing heart and a willing mind and a very good spirit. So now let's receive the woman of God as she come forth with the word. Our own evangelist Brittany, amen, Calvin, in Jesus' name. Pray for her in Jesus' name.
Bless you, Bishop. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Bishop, I'm not going to be long, so you may be able to make it to the service. Amen. I tell you, I said the first this week when I found out that I had to speak, I said, oh my Lord, I need a word. Lord, we need a word. I said, this is the first time ever that the Lord gave me the word at the last minute. So, amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. If you could turn with me to Nehemiah. Nehemiah 6. And we're going to read 1 through 4. Nehemiah 6. One through four. Now it came to pass When Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at this time I had not set up the doors upon the gate, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, "Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono." But they thought to do me mischief, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, "I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you?" Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you on today. Father God, I ask, God, that you begin, oh God, to just anoint your servant on today. Father God, watch over my mouth, oh God, watch over my mind, oh God. Father God, I bind up the spirit of fear, oh God, for you did not give me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. Father God, let my mind, oh God, be stayed upon you, for you shall keep me in perfect peace, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the word that you have given. Let it fall on good ground, ready to receive, oh God, and let it bear fruit, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer to the king. Amen. And he was at a city, and he seen people that was of Jewish descent. He seen people that were Hebrews, and he asked them. He said, "What's going on in Jerusalem?" And they began to tell him that the gate was down, and that it was on fire, and certain things. It had grieved Nehemiah because of the things that he had heard. And see, God had placed on Nehemiah's mind to rebuild the wall. When God calls us, he will equip us with the right tools and the right people in our lives to help us get to where we need to be. See, he does not call the equipped, but he equips the called. Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you in with every good for the doing of his will, that may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. It says that he will equip you with every good thing according to his will. See, we have to get out of the mindset of woe is me. Hallelujah. We got to get out of the mindset of, well, he can't use me because I don't know how to pray. We got to get out of the mindset, he can't use me because I don't know the word well enough. He can't use me because I don't sound and speak like they speak. I don't dress how they dress. See, God can't use me. And we got to get out of that mindset. See, enough is enough. We got to put that mindset aside and remember that God can use anybody. But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on the countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not a man, see not as man seeth, for the man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." See, we can look at David, and we know that David was a shepherd boy, and he wasn't tall like his brothers. He wasn't built like his brothers. He wasn't, I don't know if they say ripped anymore, amen, but he wasn't ripped, amen. He didn't have guns. He didn't have none of that. He didn't look like his brothers looked. But God said to Samuel, "I don't look on the outward part. It doesn't matter how tall they are. It doesn't matter how big they are. But what is in their heart?" See, Samuel asked Jesse, do you have any more sons? And he said, "I have a son that's out in the field tending to the sheep." Amen. Hallelujah. See, God doesn't look on the outward appearance, but he looks at the matters of the heart. Sometimes we feel that we are inadequate to do what God has called us to do, but all he wants is your yes. Hallelujah. All he wants is your yes. Hallelujah. He's not worried about what you did last night. He's not worried about how much you drank last night. He's not worried about how much you smoked or how much you did. Amen. But all he's worried about is for you to surrender. All he's worried about is your yes. That's all he wants from you. Hallelujah. Is your yes. He's not worried about your past. Your past doesn't define your future in Christ. For 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, God sees that diamond hidden on the under part. He sees that diamond that's hidden under all the pressure. He sees that diamond that's been going through some things, that's been afflicted, that's been oppressed, that's going through. He sees the diamond on the inside of you, and he's calling it forth. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus. See, he knew that the woman at the well, she had a man that was in her home that was not her husband. See, he knew this about her anyway, but he knew that there was something in her that all he had to do was just tell ya, Baba, show ya. All he had to do was just speak to her and tell her, hallelujah, that I have water that you don't have to thirst anymore. The well that you drink from, you don't have to worry about it because it's going to replenish itself. You don't have to worry about coming to the well anymore and gathering water, because the well that I have, it won't run dry. The well that I have, there shall be rivers of water that will flow out of your belly. My God, Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Who is going to say today, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, use me. Lord, I'm broken and beat up, but here I am, Lord. I'm persecuted and rejected, but here I am, Lord. I've been lied on and talked about, not about people out there, but people in the church have lied on me, mistreated me, and used me. But here I am, Lord, broken before you. But God, here I am. But Paul says that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. But in this walk, we're going to go through some things. But we have to remember that in those things, that God will never leave us or forsake us. If God has called us to it, he will see us through it. See, Nehemiah knew that he was called to do greater than himself. See, God will drop some things on you. Amen. He will drop some things in your spirit. And he had burdened Nehemiah to go and rebuild the wall. I know for me, as being, God uses me in prayer. And sometimes he'll drop things into my spirit, or he'll drop people into my spirit. And I can't get to sometimes I do, what I do is I'll be like, okay, Lord, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to move this mic here. Hallelujah. I say, okay, Lord, I'm going to get to it. But then when I walk this way, boom, I need you to pray for this. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to get to it. And I walk this way, boom, but I need you to pray for this. See, Nehemiah had the burden on him, and all he could do was pray and get before the presence of the Lord. He had to get upon his face. Hallelujah. See, when God places something on you, he wants you to get before him so that he can instruct you on what to do next. Nehemiah knew that in God's presence was where he would find favor with the king. When we're wanting things to move in our life, when we're wanting things to shift in our situation, amen, all we have to do is get before the presence of God so that he can show favor in that situation, amen. The word of God says the king's heart is in the hand of God, and he turns it however way he pleases. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that can get in the way of what God has for you to do. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can get in the way, because if God has called you, he will make sure that you will go through it, and he will go through it with grace and with favor. Hallelujah. Grace and with favor. See, God sees what you are capable of doing and what you are capable of becoming, and he's speaking to that part of you. We see only on the outward appearance. We see only what we want to see because we are flesh, but God is seeing to that deeper part of you, and he's calling into that deeper part of you to come forth and come out, because what he sees in you is greater than what you can think of yourself. Hallelujah. See, God is, he's showing you, he wants to show you that picture. I don't know if you ever been given a word by a man or woman of God, or God shows you a picture and it's a big thing and you're like, okay, God, I see it. You get happy, you get excited about it. But one thing about God, he doesn't show you the in-between. Hallelujah. He showed Nehemiah the big picture. He showed Nehemiah that the wall was going to be rebuilt. He showed Nehemiah the things that that he had to do to build the wall. But what he didn't show him was the oppression he had to deal with. He didn't show him about all the people that was trying to stop him in the midst of building the wall. He didn't show him that, but Nehemiah's focus was on rebuilding the wall. Our focus has to be on Jesus. Our focus has to be on Jesus. So God doesn't, he doesn't show you, amen, the in between, but he sees the bigger picture. And years go by and months go by and years go by again, and you say, Lord, wait a minute, didn't you show me that my children were gonna be saved? Didn't you show me I was gonna get a promotion on that job, but it's been 5 years? Didn't you show me I was gonna get a house, God, but it's been too long? I'm still in this center. I'm still in this woman's shelter. I'm still homeless. Well, God, didn't you show me? Hallelujah. And sometimes we get weary and we give up on what God has shown us. But we can't give up what God has shown us. We got to begin to pray that thing that God, you showed me this, and your word says this, and your word says that. Hallelujah. I remember looking at a sermon, amen, and a man of God, he said that it was so profound. He was saying that when you have a child and this child wants something, and you go and you buy for this child, and on the box is the picture of the thing, and so you get excited and the child gets excited because they're about to open this thing. But when you open up the box, there are little pieces in there. And you have to assemble and put together. That's the same thing with God. He'll show you the big picture, but what you have to do is assemble. What you have to do is put the pieces together. Hallelujah. But it doesn't not. Sometimes boxes may come without instructions, but in other times they come with instructions. See, God has given you the instructions. Hallelujah. To get to that big picture, all we have to do is follow what God has told us to do. And sometimes when he doesn't make it clear, then that's when we have to get in his face. That's when we have to get in his face in fasting. That's when we have to get in his face in prayer, because we know that God is going to make the picture plain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there is greater in you. And I believe that God is speaking to your greater. I prophesy today that your greater is coming out. That there shall be no more excuses. Hey, Papa Roma Manda say. See, Jesus said, greater works will you do in my name. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he who was in the world. Hallelujah. As long as you have the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, you can do all things through him who strengthens you. For we are not of ourselves, but we belong to him. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. God, by your spirit. When we try to do things out of our own might, when we try to do things because we're used to the norm, we're used to doing things our way, that's when we can get out of the will of God. That's when things begin to be a little bit harder. Hallelujah. But when we get back, we refocus and get back in the middle, hayabaso. When we get back on that narrow path, hallelujah, oh shataya, God can begin to just to continue to lead and guide us, amen. Because it says that the Holy Spirit, He is the Spirit of truth, amen, and He will lead and guide us into all righteousness, into all truth, hallelujah. So we need the Holy Spirit. He, I equate Him as a GPS system, amen. He's gonna keep us down that right path, amen. But He don't have any error, amen. Sometimes GPSs have error, but He doesn't have any error. He'll keep us on the right path. Hallelujah. So only the Lord can help us walk out what He has called us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to get that picture back up that God has shown you. It's time to look at that picture and begin to declare it and decree it forth in the name of Jesus. It's time, amen. Don't go on and get that picture out. Go on and dust it off, amen, because God is going to make sure that it's going to come to pass, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we can't compromise our position. Hallelujah. We can't compromise it any longer. We have to stay on the wall. Nehemiah said, I can't come down from this great work. I can't come down from this great work. We can't come down for what God has called us to do. Amen. We can't come down. We can't get off the wall for our sister, for our brother, for our husband, for our kids. We can't get off the wall for nobody. Hayabaso, because what we have in us is greater than what we can see. What we have in us is not for ourselves, but it's for other people to come to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was reading about a well, amen. When I was studying back there, the Lord dropped in my spirit a well. And I was like, okay, Lord, because when I had said that the living waters, amen, that are in you, and that He has a well that won't ever run dry. And I said, okay, Lord, what can happen if you unattend your well? See, when you unattend your well, what happens is that a shallow well can run dry, but a deep well is not likely to get dry. In the name of Jesus, we call for every deep well to spring up in your life in the name of Jesus. For every deep well to spring forth in your belly in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that wells of living water shall spring up, oh God, not only in your household, but in this place right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, oh God, that we shall live off of your water, oh God. We shall hunger after your word, oh God. For we shall not live by bread alone, oh God, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, oh God. Father, we decree and declare it right now in the atmosphere, oh God. God, that this year, 2018, will be different, oh God. We decree and declare it right now, oh God. That living water shall spring forth and out of us, oh God. That people may be able to drink from the well that we drink from, because they see us replenished. They see us replenished. Whoa, hallelujah. They see us on our job. They like, what you so happy about? Didn't you hear about this and that? Well, you don't know the water that I drink. You don't know the bread that I eat, but what I eat and what I drink, I can give unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now is the time. Hallelujah. For us not to compromise our position. Hallelujah. But us to stand flat-footed in the word of God. Stand flat-footed on our wall. Hallelujah. Because people are relying on you. People are relying on me. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how you're going to get to it. Don't worry about how it's going to manifest itself. Or you allow God to worry about it and put the pieces together. For He is the instructions. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to call for the ministers, amen, to come forth, amen. And hallelujah. We bless the Lord, amen, on today. If you need prayer, amen. If you feel that your well is ran dry, amen. Hallelujah. We can pray today, oh, and hallelujah. It can spring forth and up today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel that you've gotten out of position, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. On today, amen. Hallelujah. Let's restore. Amen. Let's restore. Amen. Hallelujah. If you put that picture away, come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's been years and years, we got to activate that thing again. We got to activate it again. Hiya. Oh, hallelujah. If you just need general prayer, we're here to pray for you. We're here to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. We're here to pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're here. We're here. We're here. Hallelujah. Don't go into 2018. Well, we're already in it. Amen. We can't be the same. Amen. We can't be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the cross for you.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful word. this, amen, the first Sunday of the year, amen, talking about rebuilding the wall. I love that word. Certainly, as the evangelist said, God doesn't always show you all that stuff in between. He just shows you the big picture. He doesn't give you all the details. But the details is already in His Word, and then you're praying and you're fasting, you get the details of how to do it. God just gives you the blueprint, then you sort of go from there. And when you run into trouble, you're glad that you have a consultant. God is a great consultant. And you know, I was thinking about it as she was preaching about the wall that had to be built up because it was torn down. You know, we're in the city of Paris, Kentucky. And God has sent us to this city and to build up the walls. There might not be a physical wall out there, but there the wall are the people. And people that lives are shattered, broken apart. And God has sent us here to build up the people. And that's our wall that God has given to us. And we have to be like Nehemiah, his work. They said, we can't come down. We have the people had a mind to work. If you got that mind to work, amen, this year, 2018, will be a great building year. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Father. And I think that's what the word is saying to us. There are a whole lot of broken walls out there. And we got to go where the wall is. The wall's not going to come to you. You got to go where the wall is, where the broken down pieces are, where the broken down people are, and help build them up. Oh, I believe God. I'm telling you, it's a mystery. Y'all just watch and see what God's going to do in this year if we get that same mind to work. And there could be opposition. Anytime God gives you an assignment, the devil also gives his imps an assignment to stop you. But greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. We're going to build up in 2018. Praise God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we're going to build up the world in 2018. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. What a powerful message and a timely message. What the thing that God is going to do. God bless your heart. We love you. Get ready to receive our offering at this time. Our first offering for the first Sunday of 2018.